This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As Colorado begins to reopen some businesses, restaurant owners say the pandemic could force them to close for good. Bars and restaurants will soon be allowed to serve more people, but that might not help places that are struggling. Sonia Riggs is the president of the Colorado Restaurant Association.
56% of restaurants are saying under current capacity limits, they'll consider closing permanently in less than 3 months.
New rules will soon allow some restaurants to serve up to 100 people at a time. One of Southwest Colorado's biggest tourist attractions starts running again today. Reporter Jonathan Romeo of the Durango Herald says they'll be doing some things differently on the Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad.
They are currently trying to run a limited service. It's a shorter route. It's only 2 hours round trip. They're going to be operating at 50% capacity. There's going to be, you know, temperature checks. People are going to, you know, have to be 6 feet apart, except for, you know, family groups. Staff is going to be required to wear a mask, while passengers are going to be highly recommended to wear masks. After the 416 fire, the train started investing in oil and diesel burning engines. They hold less of a fire risk than the traditional coal engine. They will be running the diesel and the oil burning trains just because it's really dry out here right now. They don't want to take any risks.
The Durango Herald's Jonathan Romeo. Governor Jared Polis has appointed a new slate of regulators to oversee oil and gas development in Colorado. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission will now have 5 full-time members instead of 7 volunteers. The changes were required by a new state law passed last year. This is CPR News.